everybody, and welcome to Small Steps for Better Health. And this is small step number 11. And so this is a podcast series on small steps to improve your health. And my name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm a social media specialist in the marketing department at North Mississippi Health Services. And I'm here today with Emily Littlejohn. Thank you so much for being here today, Emily. Would you please tell us who you are and what you do?
So I am the outpatient dietitian with the North Mississippi Medical Clinics, and my office is over at the Wellness Center.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for your time today. So today we are on small step number 11, which is learn how to eat healthy on a budget. So, you know, if you've been following along with small steps, we've been making small changes every 2 weeks to improve our health. And a common thing we hear when people are trying to switch to a healthy diet is it's so expensive. You know, buying fresh fruits and veggies is expensive. And so we just wanted to talk about that today, of how you can eat healthy without breaking the bank or without busting your budget. So, Emily, can you just tell us a little bit about how we can eat well without spending too much money and still stay in our budget, but eat to support our health?
So that's definitely something I get all the time when I'm talking to people about eating healthier. People say it's so expensive, which it is, but also not caring for our bodies in the long term is also so expensive with medication costs and bills and things like that. So,
that's a good point.
You know, it's think of it as also an investment on your health. But there are definitely some hacks you can do to help with making the grocery store a little less painful when it totals up, when the cost totals up.
Right.
So there are definitely some ways to do that and incorporate healthy foods like fruits and vegetables. A couple of things that are really important before you even get to the grocery store is see what you have on hand. Anytime I don't do that, check the freezer, check the pantry, I always end up buying multiple of something, and then it's sitting in the freezer, sitting in the pantry, and then I have extra whatever
the item is. Or you have stuff that goes bad before you can use it because you bought too much.
Exactly. Which is another thing people tell me is like, I can't eat the produce fast enough. Mm-hmm. And so I also have some tips to extend your budget and your money there too.
Okay, great. So start by checking your fridge and your pantry. What do you already have? What do you have that needs to be used quickly? So start at home. What do we do next?
Okay, so then if you typically go to a specific grocery store, check for the ads, check for the sale, what's on sale. One tip there is check what's in season. So if, you know, it's the winter time, berries are probably not going to be the best in season, so they're not going to taste as good, and they're going to be marked up a lot more.
Right.
So check what's in season. If it's not in season, a great way to get that produce is frozen.
Okay.
And it's always going to be much cheaper that way. And the flavor will be much better than the produce that they're trying to make in season, which is not actually in season.
Okay, gotcha. That's good. Frozen is a good way to go. Okay, so what about, are there any meals that can stretch our food? You know, stews, stir fries, that kind of thing, are those good?
Yes, definitely, because you're going to get a bigger quantity when you prepare it, and then you'll have extended amounts of time to eat that. So also pastas, too, can do that as well. So if you can pair it with a protein, zhuzh it up with some veggies, that will also extend that dish as well.
That's a good tip. I like to make, especially in the winter, I like to make soup on Sunday, Sunday lunch, and then I like eat it for lunch all week at work.
Yes, yes. And if you don't eat it all, or if you have someone in your household like I do that does not like leftovers, freeze it. So I try to freeze that even in little like individual size bags or containers, and then I can thaw it out when I'm ready to eat it.
Nice. Okay. And what about when we go to the grocery store? You know, this is a tip we hear sometimes about shopping when we're not hungry. Like, don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry.
Yes. Yes. I always say a hungry decision and a tired decision are often a poor decision.
Yes.
So don't go hungry. Don't go tired or stressed. Those things can really cause us to gravitate towards those quick, healthy, or quick, not healthy foods that are higher in sugar and fat. And then we end up coming home with a lot more snacks.
Yes.
And not actual meal food. Right. So then we don't have anything to eat. So then you're like, what did I even buy?
Right. Okay, so that's a good tip. Don't shop when you're hungry, rushed, or tired, if you can help it.
Yes.
So help you make better decisions. What about when we're at the grocery store, should we be looking at store brands, or are there certain brands that are better than others, or mm-hmm. what about store brands?
So store brands are great. Actually, a lot of the same products are produced in the same facility, mm-hmm. so you're going to have Cheerios and the store brand in the same facility. So
okay.
they're really pretty close mm-hmm. in production and
yeah.
taste and flavor and all of those things, just have a different box. And a
yeah.
lot of times the store brand, you can get a bigger size.
Yeah. So that's another good way to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about decreasing the amount of packaged snack foods? I know that's one thing that I fall into the trap of all mm-hmm. the time, because I have little kids
yep.
and they love their Goldfish and
yep.
you know, all the snacks. And so But those add up. So talk about that a little bit.
So they definitely add up, especially if you get the individual sized portion
mm-hmm.
controlled snacks. They are going to be a lot more expensive. So
right.
if you have the extra time and effort, you can buy the larger size, like
mm-hmm.
the large container of Goldfish
yeah.
or off-brand Goldfish
right.
if you want to, and put them in little snack bags.
Okay.
So that's one way to help with that. And then also maybe even keeping, you know, other produce around that they may eat, like
mm-hmm.
My son loves bananas, so keeping
yeah.
those on hand, and that's kind of nature's pre-packaged right
yes.
there, because it's in a package
yes.
technically.
Yeah.
And then they last just a hair longer than some of the other produce.
Yeah, that's good. And then that also kind of applies to like pre-cut fruits and veggies. Those are
mm-hmm.
so convenient, but they're usually a little more expensive, right?
Definitely, definitely. If you can cut it at home, you're going to save a lot more money.
Yeah.
It is super convenient, but that's the thing. You're going to pay for convenience. So
right.
you got to kind of think about, is it worth the extra money to pay for the already chopped up onions and,
right.
and things for my recipe? Another great hack for that is if you do use those kind of recipe starters, like
mm-hmm.
the chopped onions or peppers or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
go frozen. Because there
oh,
again,
yeah.
they'll last longer, they're in the freezer, they're already cut. So that's a little bit of a little hack for convenience and stretching your dollar.
Yeah, those are really good tips. Is there anything else we should talk about as far as eating healthy on a budget?
So there's some other ways that you can stretch your budget as far as when it comes to meat
mm-hmm.
or protein
okay.
in general. So things that I like to do to stretch my budget, I'll use rotisserie chicken. These are generally under $7.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a protein that you can make 5 or 6 different servings of protein out of, and you haven't cooked it. It's convenient, and then it's your protein too, and usually proteins are much more expensive.
Mm-hmm. So that one checks all the boxes.
It checks all the boxes,
chicken.
Yes.
Good.
No excuses on that one.
Right. Okay. And then is there anything, you know, are there some items that are lower cost year-round? You know, I know beans and peas are something that's
mm-hmm.
usually on the cheaper end.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can kind of fill up on, if you like that and kind of fill up on that, that helps
mm-hmm.
stretch the grocery dollar a little bit. Is there anything else?
So thinking of like the beans and peas and
mm-hmm.
kind of the canned foods. So some people will veer away from canned foods
mm-hmm.
thinking of how terrible they are for you, but actually they can be really filling. And
okay.
when you don't have the budget for fresh
mm-hmm.
or frozen, they still make a great option because it's still a produce.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a little bit more processed. However, if you can look for the no added salt or the low sodium, or even, you know, for canned fruits,
mm-hmm.
if that's your only option, look for the no added sugar or the unsweetened options.
Okay, nice. Thank you. All right. Can you think of anything else?
So one last tip that I like to do is using the pickup services at the grocery stores, if that's available where you grocery shop. So that keeps you from wandering around the store, checking out the new hot items and different flavors of foods. And so you stick to your budget, you're not buying extra food, and hopefully staying within your budget.
Yeah. do an online pickup, you can also see what coupons are available while you're shopping online. So, yeah, that's a good tip. It also keeps you, like you said, from impulse buying something just because you're hungry while you're in the store.
Absolutely.
That's a great tip. Thank you. Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much. Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your time. So we'll be back in 2 weeks with another small step. So this week, use some of these tips. You know, again, the whole point of this campaign is don't get overwhelmed. You don't have to try every single one of these tips we talked about. But if a barrier to eating healthy for you is budget, try some of these tips out to make nutritious food fit within your budget. Thank you again for your time. Thank you for joining us. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.